And now we have some letters to the evening news. This week, people have written in with concerns about speeding drivers, clearing pipes from a beach, and hospital food.
There is no consistency in sentences, says Bill Woolnough of Swanton Morley. I think stiffer penalties are needed to deter drivers from excessively high speed. Recently, you reported that a motorist was banned from driving for a mere 56 days for driving at 154 miles per hour on the A11. There seems to be no consistency in sentences. A number of years ago, a motorcyclist was jailed for 6 months for speeding at 135 miles per hour. He lost his job as a result. I do not condone either offence, but it shows there is no consistency in the courts but relies more on lenience or vindictiveness than scale. It must be possible to draw up a point system in order that similar offences are subject to similar sentences.
Ian Williams of Norwich wants to know, how do you clear a pipe? He says, how many people or agencies does it take to remove a pipe off a beach? Local government have no expertise in the matter. Port authorities, there aren't any where the pipes are. Environmental regulators, surely it's better for it to be removed than to remain. And the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency. Surely a line to the pipe from a ship to tow it off the beach and with it under tow out to sea and ultimately to Algeria or back to Norwich. Or can we get more people or agencies involved?
Chef praises hospital food, writes Pat Arbendroth of Holt. In light of the recent article with regard to hospital food scoring 9 out of 10, my husband, Paul, has just spent a few days in our wonderful Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. He hasn't stopped telling everyone how great the hospital food was. He should know. He has been a chef for over 40 years. I'm also a qualified chef and run a catering business. And as you can imagine, it goes down well at mealtimes when he compares my cooking to hospital food.
Thomas Stromstad of Norway wants to thank a kind stranger. I recently managed to leave my iPad on a bench near the Guildhall, close to the forum. Not filled with much hope to see it again, I went to the police station nearby, and believe it or not, someone had found it and brought it to the police. This person didn't leave any name, but I really want them to receive my greatest thanks. You have made me love beautiful Norwich even more.
The final word comes from Ivor Yeloff of Heatherset, who asks, can MPs learn from Big Ben? It is a shame that Big Ben's bongs are to be silenced until 2021 due to restoration work being carried out. Perhaps some of our more vociferous MPs could join Big Ben in its prolonged silence.